All glory to you, son. All glory to you, son.
Amen.
All praise to the Lord. All praise to the Lord. To the Chief of the Ministry. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Chapter 11, chapter 23, which is entitled the Song of the Anointed Divine, which is within the Book of Ephesians. Chapter number 41. Hariputai Mamgatam.
Hariputai Mamgatam. अगायत नरधामय पातभी सधर्मस्तौ धृतिम आस्थाय साद्विकीम परिभूत इमाम गाथम अगायत नराधमय सुरामस्तौ Ritim astaya sadvikim Patayadvi sadharmasto Dritim astaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Agyayata naradhamai
Patayadvi sadharmastav
Patayadvi sadharmastav Dritim astaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham
Paribhuta imam gatham
Agyayata naradhamai
Agyayata naradhamai
Patayadvi sadharmastav Dhritim astaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Agayata naradhamai Patayadhi sadharmasto Dhritim astaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Nagayata naradhame Patayadvi sadharmasto Ritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Nagayata naradhame Patayadvi sadharmastav Dhritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Agayata naradhami Dhritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta. Imam. Yes. Gatham. Sam. Agayata.
He sang.
In his own duty.
Stop.
Remaining firm.
Redeem.
Redeem.
the resolution.
Fixing his resolution in the mode of goodness, he began to chant the following song. Mana pranen riya kriya yogena chayana riti sapartha satyaki.
O son of Pita, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness and diligence, and thus controls the mind, life, and the acts of the senses. Atheists who are envious of the devotees of the Supreme Lord call their others for the lowest of men, and undoubtedly of the root of hell. By all means of their disposal, they disturb the devotional service of the Lord, sometimes by direct attack, and sometimes by mocking. The devotees, however, remain tolerant, fixing their determination and not giving. As described by Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Upadesha Amrita,
Vacho vegam, manaso krodo vegam, jibba vegam, utara pasto vegam, vegam, chita dhira.
A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak by his command, the actions of anger, and the urges of tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make suffering all over the world. Thanks again, even while being self affected, low class men, and in trying to affect the downfall, he remains steady in the strength of man, fixing his resolution in one of the good ones, and he chant the power of the sun. One of the men who ran the one man started, and three of them were taking the best of the sun. One day, one of them was shooting with the two back of the company, two of them were shooting with the sun. She looked at the side of the back
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare
Ram.
For the purpose of beginning discussing about the motion, how determination of the motion to talk of the mind, the purpose of the motion, how to give it on the floor. Thank you. to destroy the suffering that every man has to do. Being chased by the tyrant of the people of Israel's support. At every step, which is the greatest difficulty is to repeat the suffering of the world. And Krishna, the incarnate, to give us your conditioned souls an opportunity to remind our identity and return home. So this the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is a very detailed explanation of how we can identify the different modes within our daily life. Action, and then feeling, passion, and renunciation, and there's charity. The desire for the nature, this is something that the more we do. And the most important thing, at least theoretically, we are not responsible. We are dedicated to the bottom of the thank you. reading the Bhagavad Gita at the time of prophecy, and then in our passion, we think, oh, it's too much trouble, I never have time. Another thing that I'm not in the room, I don't have time, I have to go to work. So I said, good. With that, we don't have time to pick up the things and take them. Good. So I took my watch. I had time, it took 45 seconds to pick up the things. So this mind is functioning in the ignorance of passion and ignorance. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the first teaching of the devotees, just to become situated in the world. Because in the Lord's goodness, things that weren't seen yesterday can be seen. Our cognitive abilities are just like the ordinary. So our cognitive abilities, they are adjusted just like the volume. We see that sometimes people drink alcohol and drive down the road right in the middle, and they're thinking. They're thinking, but obviously they can think out loud. So even though the image of the road is hitting the eye, there is not cognition. There's a cognition, which is a very similar to the kind of a map, and take another new measure, spark. So cognition is like that. It's supposed to be cognition in the middle of the road. And in fact, when the alcohol wears off, the person will have it. So we see that the cognitive abilities, they are adjusted. And there are so many things that can be seen according to how what the Lord means to some of our conditions are. Well, I can't understand the Bible. I don't see that. They can't be that. And this includes the indulgence. This goes into the mechanical back and forth. It's like a motion. I don't know, using a telescope. We have to adjust it. It's not that the planet is not there. It's a thing. Turning a little bit like that. The wind is not coming back. So in the same way, similar, there's a whole realm of spirit. Krishna Loka, the Loka Vrindavan, our own spirit from the mountains far. But if our cognitive ability is not, then so, then we won't be able to pursue it. And so one of the purposes of our people is to give us lifestyle, give us something that if we follow, we will progressively be able to understand Krishna. We will be able to understand our own soul beyond this life. One of the great dangers of this Krishna consciousness is that people ask, well, what is the difference between this world and and one thing we find is that within Bhagavad Gita, there is a scientific methodical step-by-step process by which one may have realization beyond faith, not just that I'm going to church because I know once you're supposed to. The devil's going to get you and all the problems. But that one actually experiences yourself, and experiences how the other comes out and then able to have a choice. But in this text, that the relationship with the spiritual master is that the spiritual master wants that we realize well. It's not that the spiritual master is the only person who has the relationship with God, no one else ever will. No. He wants the spiritual master. That is the whole dynamic of the relationship. But if you follow my instructions, you will be like the local relationship with Krishna, Prema, and Mantra, and Hari. You will develop your own relationship with the local relationship. So the Bhagavad Gita is not meant for conscious speculation, but it is an incredible teaching of self-actualization, self-transformation. When I first started reading about it, a couple of weeks after I was born, I was reading the 16th chapter, the chapter of the Bible, and I was reading. I was reading. And I thought to myself, what am I doing here? You see? I have all these problems, and everybody's problems. And I always took the book and I thought, what am I doing? I said, I'm not. But I pushed the grace on my head. And the understanding is that, no, we're not going to. But our subtle body is conditioned. And that condition can become painful. Someone who's killed for some reason, no passion can become elevated from subtlety, someone who's tunnel through wise eyes. Logically, so I thought, wow, there's hope. Otherwise, I can just do that. So that's the whole idea. Although mind and intelligence is not actually self, it is something separate. If we serve them, following the instructions of the tradition, then it will function substantially like our original spiritual intelligence and our original spiritual mind. These modes of material nature that Krishna explains are unmechanical. Someone whose subtle body is steeped in passion, ignorance, and lust, and being an angel, and envy, they simply can't, to one degree or the other, appreciate Krishna. They're gagging. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good. I don't want nothing to do with it. Although, the most precious and necessary body of information that anyone could take advantage of. So this Avanti Brahman, even though he's being insulted, because his determination, his decision to act within the mode of goodness, that I'm not this body, but the stars to come to the ocean, put a question to the guy, I don't find him in the first time, he starts to start. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot, sometimes someone's speaking ill of me, sometimes someone's crazy. So many dualities, but I'm not this body. And I don't have to succumb to the influence. So, to the extent that realization is there, one can actually do them, in fact. And we see in the lives of the saints of our Vaishnava charities, for example, Srila Prabhupada, in the last month, he stayed with us. He hardly ate. And the doctors stated that really someone in this situation So wonderful. No? As if nothing is going on. So this is being situated by the Spirit of God.
Three types of gurus. There's the Bhagavad Gita Guru,
the Shishnur, and the Dipshigur. The Bhaktivedanta Guru is that Guru who points the way, like where it warts and where the line, and you see something with the Om Shri. So we say, oh, are you into yoga? Yes. Maybe you'd like to visit the temple. So that's called Bhaktivedanta Guru, one who points the way. And the Shishnur is someone who gives regular instruction. boxes, play the role from one perspective. Role. So even though at the time of going back to Godhead, this subtle body is left on the ground. And we will go back to Godhead awakened with our original spiritual mind. While we are here, that undershirt, as you call it, can be spiritual, just as it says. So it functions more or less as a spiritual mind. But they are two different things. I will find it in the teachings of also in the instructions of Prahlada Maharaj in his classmates. And in the Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Bhumir Kopala Nalok, Krishna describes the mind and the intelligence are familiar with that. And then the next verse is, separate from all that is Jiva Bhuti.
Sent any of the application.